Hello and welcome to episode 3 of What the Phonics. I'm your host Kim, and today we will be talking about phonemic awareness. And if you've been following along, then you know that phonemic awareness is the ability to manipulate and just know about phonemes, which are the smallest unit of sound. So it is a sub skill of phonological awareness. So basically, phonemic awareness is when kids realize that words can be broken into sounds and sounds can be blended back together into words. So it's going to make them a better reader. The English language has 26 letters, but it has 44 phonemes because you have vowels that have a short sound and a long sound. And you also have the schwa sound, which, for example, in the word banana, you have the B-A, and that A in banana says the A sound we would expect. But banana at the end, is not a traditional sound that you would see an A make. So the schwa is kind of a lazy vowel. All of the vowels can say it. You also have letters that have multiple sounds. For example, the S sound in, well, the letter S makes the sound S like silk, but it also makes a Z sound as in the word leaves. So it is important for students to, again, know these sounds of these words. We are still on oral activities. Phonemic awareness should still be done out loud because, like I just mentioned, there's a lot of different ways to get these sounds, and that can still be very confusing to our pre-readers. So we are going to still be doing these out loud. Some of the things that you can do with phonemic awareness activities are asking, what is the sound in the beginning, middle, or end of a word? What's the sound you hear in the beginning of cat? What's that middle sound? What's the ending sound? And just have them give it back to you. And again, the nice thing about oral activities is that you still can be doing them quick spurts on the way to somewhere, from somewhere, just sitting down while we're, you know, watching an ad, waiting for YouTube to continue, or whatever our lives are doing. So that's kind of the first level, is just the ability to be aware of those sounds, asking what is the sound in a certain place of the word. Then we want to be able to segment those phonemes. So take the word cat. What are the sounds we hear in the word cat? And you want your student or your child to be able to say k-a-t. Then the next step would be to be able to blend it. I'm going to give you some sounds, and I want you to tell me what word they say. The sounds are k-a-t. What's that word? And you want them to be able to put it together and say cat. A more challenging, you know, we're moving up on the ladder. The next level of phonemes would be the manipulation. Take the word cat and delete the k sound and replace it with the b sound. What's the new word? Bat. So you want them to be able to delete or take away the initial sound and add a new sound to the beginning. You also want them to just be able to delete the word altogether, that same word cat. What happens if I delete the initial sound? What is the new sound? At. So you want them to be able to manipulate, again, in multiple different ways. The cool thing about phonemic awareness is it actually is a two-way street. So we're teaching phonemic awareness very explicitly when we have our pre-readers and our early readers. But then as our babies get stronger as readers, they actually naturally become more phonemically aware. So we don't have to be as explicit, because as they see these words, they're already able to look at and manipulate those sounds because they were so strong at the beginning. So when you set them up at the beginning, you make it where they're going to be stronger readers, and being a stronger reader makes them able to read better, which in turn makes them a stronger reader. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in the most positive way. If you have a child or a student that is in second grade or above and they're struggling with reading, now we're going to assess and see if maybe some of their phonemic awareness skills from previously are not as strong as they should be. They're not giving them the foundation that they need, which is making it a struggle to read. So one of the ways you can check for phonemic awareness is a PAST assessment, which was by David Kilpatrick. I am going to link that on my website. If you go to the podcast under the show notes, there is a PAST assessment where you're going to do things like give them a word, and it's going to ask you to take away, manipulate in different ways, delete, replace, etc. It gives you a script. It gives you how to score it. It's very user-friendly. And then you can see precisely what area your child or student is struggling in. So now we can determine, is it that they're not hearing those sounds? Because as I've said before, if they don't hear it, they can't read it. So is it that they're not hearing the sounds in that phonemic awareness area, or is it that they haven't made the transition, the phonics transition, to here's what the sound is, but I'm not replacing those. I'm not identifying what letters make that sound. So now we can decide if it's phonemic awareness or it's phonics. And lucky for you, I'll have a phonics episode that is coming up on the next episode. So again, if they're struggling a little bit with reading, that's one way that you can kind of pinpoint what is going on. So we're not just throwing things at a wall and hoping that they stick. We want to make sure that we're being on purpose. But again, we can practice those phonological awareness, giving students words. Starting with the younger readers, you're going to want to stick with those single syllable words. But as they get older, you can get to multisyllabic words. But you're just going to do this all orally. Make sure that you are not using the same words all the time. I know, as a busy parent, that sometimes it's easy to ask the same 5 words. Maybe just give yourself a list so that they're not memorizing that when you, that mommy's going to say, take the word cat and replace the C, the K with B. And they know that, so they know the word bat. We don't want them to memorize. We want them to know. So make sure you change up the words, or at least the order, so that they're not just memorizing. You definitely want to start with ending sounds with your pre-readers, because that's going to be the easiest. So in the word cat, we're going to be tired of hearing about cats by the time I'm done with this. But in the word cat, you're going to start with the T sound. And have them deleting, have them replacing, things like that. Then you will move to the beginning sounds, that K sound, for example, in the word cat, and have them able to manipulate and identify. Then you will move to the middle sounds, because the middle sounds are the most challenging. So you want to give them some confidence by using those end sounds and those beginning sounds first in order to effectively have that phonemic awareness that they need. So this was actually a shorter episode than I anticipated, but I appreciate you for tuning in. Tune in next week when we do talk about phonics. But remember, phonemic awareness is the ability to hear and manipulate those individual sounds in a word. And it really is the cornerstone of being a strong reader. Because if I can't manipulate these sounds, then it's going to be very difficult for me to be a reader later on. Again, don't forget to go to whatthephonics.com, phonics with an F, and go to my podcast. And on that tab, that podcast tab, you can find the show notes, which will have that past assessment. If you have any questions about anything that you ever hear on the podcast, or even specifically about this assessment, please contact me on that website or on any of my socials. I'm What the Phonics with an F everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. So please, please, please message me about this episode or anything, because I would love to hear from you, your voice, is what makes me stronger. I'm doing this because when I started seeing some things that I literally had no idea about, and I've been a teacher for quite some time, I wanted to do better. Know better, do better. So if we can work together to make everyone better, let's do it. Anyways, I've rambled on enough. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next week for the next episode of What the Phonics.